This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden will appear with his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, on Wednesday. The pair will make their first appearance as a ticket in the eastern U.S. city of Wilmington, Delaware. Biden and Harris are scheduled to deliver remarks just days before Biden formally accepts a Democratic presidential nomination during the party's national convention, which will take place largely as a virtual event next week, due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Republican convention, where President Donald Trump is set to be nominated to seek a second four-year term, follows a week later and kicks off the sprint for the November general election. Harris is the first Black woman and the first Asian American to appear on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. She is the daughter of two immigrants. Her mother is from India and her father is from Jamaica. At least 10 people were killed in Somalia's central Mudug region due to fighting between Al-Shabaab and armed residents. Witnesses and officials said at least 5 people were left injured as well. The fighting started Wednesday after heavily armed Al-Shabaab militants who control parts of the region tried to impose taxes on the residents of a Shabello village. The head of the village, Mohammed Ibrahim, told VOA Al-Shabaab members attempted to seize the village. Residents said the militants briefly took control and burned houses and businesses. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for the attack, describing the village as a Somali military base, a claim denied by residents. U.S. stocks opened higher on Wednesday, with the S&P 500 edging closer to an all-time high. This is VOA News. British Transport Police say 3 people have been pronounced dead at the scene of a train derailment in Scotland on Wednesday. 6 others were taken to the hospital, but their injuries were not thought to be serious, according to police. The statement released by police said the driver of the train was believed to be among the dead, according to Reuters. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon called the derailment near Stonehaven an extremely serious incident earlier on in the day. Police in the southern Indian city of Bengaluru, which is also known as Bangalore, say 3 people are dead after violence erupted between police and protesters. The two groups clashed over a reportedly derogatory Facebook post about the Prophet Muhammad. The Times of India newspaper reports the violence began when a nephew of a lawmaker allegedly posted the remarks. The report says a mob gathered in front of the lawmaker's house Tuesday evening and set 2 cars on fire. Thousands then took to the streets outside a police station and clashed with officers. According to Bangalore's police chief, officers were unable to quell protesters and opened fire with live ammunition in self-defense. Police also said the person responsible for the offensive post had been arrested, and more than 100 people had been arrested for alleged vandalism and attacking officers. According to the Interior Ministry, Belarusian police detained more than 1,000 protesters on the third night of protests Tuesday. The protests have broken out over a contested election, handing a new term to President Alexander Lukashenko. The ministry said 51 protesters and 14 police officers were hurt during the protests overnight. Germany's foreign minister said on Wednesday that Lebanon needed a government that can fight corruption and enact reforms. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas toured the scene of a devastating explosion at a Beirut port that has triggered protests and led the government to resign. Last week's blast at a warehouse killed at least 171 people, injured some 6,000, and damaged swaths of the Mediterranean city, compounding a deep economic and financial crisis. A study from the Journal of Adolescent Health says there is a possible link between vaping and COVID-19. The study suggests teens and young adults in the United States who inhale could be 5 to 7 times more at risk of contracting the disease caused by the coronavirus. We have the results and the full story related to this on voanews.com. Go there to read it. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News. We'll be right back.